he realized that the understanding, the insight into the dependent nature of reality, the dependent origination, really must lie at the core of one's perfect view of emptiness.
Any shunga kadune, dula chevada, jig devula chevada, walla chevada, the negative, the doctor, cheddar, mungusunga. Ah, this is Hamalo, okay, Yadan is in Namjung is a good channel. What does it tell you? Dinjung is begun, let Papu give it. You put Hamalo, do sit Dinjunga Papu, Dinjung is begun. So the name is an umma with jitter. How are in it? 看见多 让 这些意味是呗，哎呢，我们把老百姓也吃着，哎呢，电视里也是被节目送给了。
And if you look at the reasoning of the Madhyamaka teachers and also the Madhyamaka texts, the middle way school texts on emptiness, we will find great varieties of reasoning, such as reasoning that approaches the nature of reality through the concept of theory of causation, and also the reasoning of the seven-point analysis and sevenfold reasoning, and also there are reasonings that approaches from the point of view of the effects of things and so on. However, all of these reasoning must ultimately converge on the reasoning of dependent origination. So dependent origination really has to be the foundation of all of these diverse analysis, diverse ways of reasoning into reality. And this is the case with the Madhyamaka school. And this is particularly the case with the followers of the Madhyamaka standpoint, where even the very idea of any intrinsic reality or intrinsic existence is rejected. And from the point of view of such Madhyamaka thinkers, and then the reasoning of the dependent origination is said to be like the king among all reasoning. It's said to be the supreme among all the Madhyamaka reasonings.
She 你个老早些人怎么讲？早些人怎么讲呢？原本可多了，但怕速度早些人怎么不得不里的眼子，三姐讲到那边电视，他说路路的，那么这边才没得，不得不里的账呢也得不得了呀？呢那边零点给，但得了怕，而且，他说的，托车路难，托车路他那边个，走路走路都是，送，送下不，他和送下穷。 但得了呀，像，人们到这边，像新的，接不难的，你就在那三界讲的，嘛，送下不得，农村买的不一么大，那边零点个三界讲的呀，这个建设那些不的，哎呢，这个中间养他，我吃个买的不起，那都是接不那些不，人们那么多，下雨呢，哎呢，他人们零点个，他也都让这些事有的，三五十五，他用个去。
三界讲的，哎呢，反正大了，哎呢，他也都要让这些人没学会，三不学差一点去。在里面就是啥呢？他都他也都让这些学会呢。可是现在人的，经济都到处退用去。他也都要，咱们你晓得让这干的，就是啥呢？哎呢，该怎么就是咱没得不这个，他学不学不起来呗？空，这不学不这个，空，这不学不上的多。在里面就是啥呢？哎呢，我们把里啊，露露个紧张个，但我们把。
全部都拿到，他太阳下面的人，你用的钱，当然都是呢。哎，你像啊，其实他也罗，他速度强，我们把那南西的，哎，我们天气我都让用你，啥都是没的。
So within the Madhyamaka, followers of the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, although historically in India, we may not find references to two distinct subdivisions within that, such as Madhyamaka Svatrantika and Prasangika, what we do find in the historical literature of ancient India is the division amongst the Mahayana schools between the mind-only school, the Chittamantra school, and the middle way, the Madhyamaka school. However, if you look at the Madhyamaka literature, the middle way school literature, we do find grounds, adequate grounds to distinguish between two principal lines of thought. All of the Madhyamaka philosophers comment upon the writings of Nagarjuna. And among the commentators of Nagarjuna, the earliest one, one of the earliest ones was Buddhapalita. And Buddhapalita wrote a commentary on Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way. And then later, Bhava Viveka wrote his commentary to the Mula Madhyamaka Karika. And in his commentary, he took issues with various points in Buddhapalita's writing. And so subjected many of Buddhapalita's interpretation to critical debate. And this then gave rise to further kind of interpretation. For example, Chandrakirti then came into the picture. Chandrakirti read the two commentaries and then felt that in fact Buddhapalita's standpoint really represents the true thought of Nagarjuna, and he defended Buddhapalita against the objections of Bhava Viveka. In any case, the point is that if you examine these commentaries carefully, you do find that there is a principle sort of a difference between the two standpoints. On the one side are masters like Bhava Viveka, who seems to accept at some level, at some conventional level, the idea of intrinsic existence and intrinsic identity, whereas Chandrakirti and Buddhapalita, they reject any notion of intrinsicality, any notion of intrinsic identity or intrinsic existence, both at the conventional reality, both at the level of conventional reality and also at the level of ultimate reality. And the reason for that is that if the notion of intrinsic existence and identity accepted, even if at the conventional level, then one runs into all sorts of complications and inconsistencies. Whereas if you reject, if you negate the idea of intrinsic existence and intrinsic identity across the board, and also both at the levels of conventional reality and ultimate reality, then there seem to be such a standpoint seem to be invulnerable to any criticism and objections. So it is on the basis of that kind of difference in the interpretation of Nagarjuna's writings, later historians and writers coined the term of the two subdivisions between the Madhyamaka Svatrantika and the Madhyamaka Prasangika.
Yeah. 미베데소강이군시와 머리고 림신 방가고 다네 아니 양대 토트야 근데 인도 코아다 양대 니세야디 대코는 인내로 직머리 니게 다네 관대 니세 쇼인 말이 데레르베다 관대 이 뒤에 천재 탐재 아니 천재 탐재기 아니 그든 대범 즉 차지 한 그 주 아니 로메고 통신지 그러다 대두니도 나 대두니서다 데네르베다 간다지 최신 다 마다 데네르베다 최신 이게 라랑게베 자지 윤데베 로메고 통신베 토네 아니 최신 최신 텔레 미베 아니 덴징기 아니 미베 대소 최신 디덴기 랑세남 아니 라오메 모 나하졸로리아 축투바 라오메 모 나요야 디 강인바티 바꾸니 시부지 총소나 아니 대사리 집어라 슈버레스 김민기 다 나와 근데 로메베 추 추기 비게다 네번째야다 되네 동바 캐는 탐셔도 대회 오니 그게 네번째야 니부디 나와 된지 로메베 출은 네바 장윤주 동바 캐는 대회 고아디 좀이디 동바 캐는 탐셔도 대회 고아디 네바 장윤주 자네 된지 루미기 고 네바 재미는 있지. 근데 그 낭동지부디 시시도 낭동 거 시치기 때문에야 아니 그 게임에도 참여 줘봐. 아니 소소로 나와 티시도 더듬 투배 거부터 봐.
The next line, verse we read that a person is entered the path that pleases the Buddha when for all objects in the cycle or beyond he sees that cause and effect can never fail. And when for him they lose all solid appearance. What we see here is an understanding that a cycle of existence, samsaric existence, and the beyond, referring to the nirvana, samsara and nirvana are in fact two states of whether or not you have gained insight into emptiness. So ignorance of the ultimate nature of reality constitutes the unenlightened existence, constitutes samsaric existence, and insight into the ultimate nature of reality constitutes the nirvana or the freedom. So it is in relation to this ultimate nature of reality we are either caught up in cycle of existence or we attain the state beyond or nirvana. And so it says that and so when you can cultivate such an insight that when you perceive the world of cause and effect, the infallible laws of cause and effect, the relationship between cause and effect, at that point, if your perception is not clouded by any projection or some kind of intrinsic or independent reality, then you have found you have found the path that pleases the Buddha. Then the text then goes on to write that in contrast, you have yet to find realize the thought of the able ones. As long as two ideas seem disparate and disparate to you, the appearance of things and infallible, the infallible interdependent nature of reality and emptiness that is beyond taking any position. So the two things that are being contrasted here are. One is the appearance of the independent, appearance of the world of dependent origination on the one hand, and the emptiness, that is the world beyond any position. And so long as you are unable to converge, bring the convergence of these two ideas onto the single point, then you haven't attained the path that pleases the Buddhas. You haven't really, in other words, you haven't attained the perfect view of emptiness. Until that point, when you reflect upon dependent origination, you are not able to maintain your understanding of emptiness. When you reflect upon emptiness of intrinsic reality, then you are unable to then affirm the dependent nature of reality. So so long as that is the case, you haven't reached the final standpoint. So, on the other hand, when you have reached the point where the two ideas converge without any contradiction on a single point, then you have attained the perfect view of emptiness.
No, yeah. That's the name. Namshir Renjama, but Jesus, and 当班人是的，人心当班是的，哎呢，台湾那边，哎呢，他让王给约的当，其实啥呢？哎呢，对面让王给他等你给当心呢，搁台湾人心吧嘞，对面就另外个嘞，啥的，台湾人心全心吧，就是啥呢？哎呢，有点这边吃这的，哎呢，心都太白嘞，啥的。等这印度当白夸七十八六个字老里也相用呢军队等的心都抬不起来出你把长腿也进去吧那军队等的平均把说记住了对不对军队的前年对面让我当的实在呢等的军队的东西你把长的用的当白夸那么起来用的但是对住了呀，出你吧，啊，进下去，出你吧，转下去，用下也不咋多。这等这些个团呢，哎呢，能是，那我等这路没呗，跨的哈，东北开林车了，跨你不的，印度路没行吧，人家没行吧，人家你人路没得呢，哎，大半那几港都得去，别几个去呀，别跨，爬出来，记住了别紧张的去。能是人生的经济都是经济都是的夸你不得他说的这个计划长远就计划的也没掉下来真的没有吧苦路的对他但是的东北夸的是这个东西啊他说的这个能是人生的经济都是他夸你不得他当然被经济了呗夸呗长途一起夸带动一起用个多那是经济都是夸带动一起差呢车站等的迷路儿通常你呢你是有人正当的哎呢特意有大的电信给密别带说对的电信给密别下车有的哎呢他说的不给速度不速度不正当的个人几个人不读那是哎呢大概什么找过来大概他那我等的路没过来第一年吧常年说是痛啊这个闲了太棒太上你给哎呢这个军人闲了太棒了吧哎呢你给带上几个还行不多呢哎呢对等着要说出去大家怎么找我来说一遍
then we in the next verse Tsongkhapa states that given that the dependence and independence are mutually exclusive. And so when we reflect upon the nature of dependent reality, dependent origination of things, then that very idea of dependence will then reinforce our understanding of the cause and effects. Because since the nature of phenomena is that of dependence, therefore such a world of dependence is possible to maintain the law of causation, the cause and effects. And so in this way, when you reflect, when you deepen your understanding of dependent origination, not only it deepens your understanding of cause and effect, but also it deepens your understanding of emptiness because your realization, your understanding of the dependence will preclude any holding on to a notion of independence, because dependence and independence are mutually exclusive. And so what we find here is that your deepening of understanding of emptiness reinforces your understanding of dependent origination, because things are absent of independent nature. It reinforces your appreciation of the dependent nature. And as you reflect and deepen your understanding of the dependent nature of reality, it will reinforce and deepen your understanding of emptiness, the fact that all things and events are devoid of independent and intrinsic reality. So what we find here is a case of mutually reinforcing of the insights into dependent origination and insight into emptiness. One reinforces the other. Not only are you able to sort of blend the two ideas onto a single event or a thing, but also they reinforce each other. And then, so when you are able to do that, then you will get to a point where a simple perception of things. For example, like either you perceive things and events or you hear from someone, that perception, that experience itself will spontaneously give rise to an insight into emptiness without having to resort to any conceptual or reasoning or thought processes. And at that point, you are said to have completed your analysis into emptiness, completed your understanding of emptiness. So we find the text makes that point in verse 12. It says that at some point they no longer alternate, referring to the two, the understanding of dependent origination and understanding of emptiness, but come together, just seeing that dependent origination never fails and brings realization that destroys your grasping at solid objects, and then your analysis with the view is complete.
Oh yeah. That data then enjoy in the any time wrong at all. Double wrong at all in the Gujin the Deva Dishin to Tabi Mchi, Tony Zane, any Shan Yota Savatans. Now Dendi Milua, D, any gain sober dene, that charge of gain sober dene, Yavachi, Koton Yundu, any demi wrong to a Tonsha, Samachi, demi wrong at the Remedua, Samachi Ton Yundu, Name Yota Say. Yeah, 나네 네가 젠토베 인도자네 동베 메타세션스 딘디지 인도자네 에 쳇남기 춘이 일루 아니 런신기 빠한데 아니 에 덴디기 차지 제아게베 신루 차이 거지 런신기 빠에 모지 예베 인사 런신기 빠에 실루지 예베 인사 아니 최장기 교나서디 딩안에 딱거 가서 딩안에 찾다지 딩안에 다 용 씹으시다 딩 안에 용 쳐지 딩 안에 용 되듯이 통일도 자네 아니 최전디 춘일에 시작되면 소리지 봐 저들이 이미 인도인이 동반이 교전 대우를 차려 출시하나 당시 따라 쳐보면 요로 소시하나 아니 네 시골에 계면 다 대다 남겨서 농수는 연내는 랑게 지신다고 해서 뱀버텐데 준주 떡이니 땡이 누구니 또 두시 후 세는 니시기 배워래 시험에 있는 마음속에 경우는 왕으로 서는
So what we find here is an understanding of a relationship between dependent origination and emptiness. Dependent origination is the understanding that things and events come into being purely as a result of dependent upon other factors. Emptiness is the understanding that things and events are devoid of independent reality, independent nature. So, you know, once you thus relate the two understandings and equate one in terms of the other, then not only you will arrive at a point where even the very appearance, the level of appearance, the perception of the apparent world of dependent origination will dispel any clinging to the extreme of eternalism, because your perception of the world is that of pure appearance. Your perception of the world is that of sort of mere dependence, origination through mere dependence. Therefore, there is no indication of a belief in an independent or objective intrinsic reality. So thus, the very insight into dependent origination dispels grasping to any form of eternalism.